Bradford Today received the following letter to the editor from resident Stephen Kassab urging others to get in touch with nature in order to escape the stress and uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic. We have been through a lot these past 2 years, have we not? We lived in a crazy busy world where activity, acquiring things and our pleasure seemed supreme. We needed to be doing something always, whether that be family activities, work or shopping. Seemed like the thing to do, so we were told. Then the pandemic came along. It's still here with us, influencing all of us in ways we cannot understand. Many books will be written about this global experience, this assault upon our lived routine. During this time of confusion, fearfulness and hope, we often find a thing that brings us pleasure or stability, satisfying our minds that chaos and uncertainty will not win. Mine is a little plot of land with a man-made pond, that is also a runoff pond. It has become a place of silence, natural wonder to me. Early in the morning I am there with a multiple of birds and little creatures. Beautiful whooping cranes, stop by standing so still and fragile until they stoop down and capture a small fish. Magnificent turkey vultures appear alongside smaller birds like a multiple of crowns, Inca doves, sparrow, many different ducks. Snapping turtles raise their heads out of the water, seeming to be spying upon me as I sit. There is a stone runway which has many nests for the birds, and black minks moving about. Some others stop by to take pictures or just stroll about in wonder. A small selection of nature so close to where we live that they feel like touching it. National parks exist for this reason. I walk with a coffee in hand and talk to my fellow voyeurs of nature. I sit within a busy town enjoying my cottage experience, the sun rising and setting upon my Walden Pond, my sacred place. I hope my neighbors can find a place like this to renew themselves during this challenging time.